from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Micah Hyde! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself,
welcome to Packers Live. Thank you for watching and tuning in. And was that an exciting conclusion to yesterday's game or what? Yeah. In some quarters, not this one, but in some quarters, also a controversial conclusion, right? So as a public service, I have written an ode to explain the whole thing, all right? It's called Ode to the Whole Thing by Larry McCarron. Goes something like this. The Dez Bryant replay, going down in Cowboy lore. But weren't they on the receiving end just the game before? Thought so. The ground cannot cause a fumble, but it can an incomplete pass. The rule is simply the rule. Too bad if it gives Jerry gas. Say the officials fouled it up and the Cowboys got their way. I wouldn't bet against Aaron Rodgers, not with 4 minutes to play. So it's back to the great Northwest. No apologies to make. The Packers planning payback with a Super Bowl at stake. I knew the Jerry and gas comment would get you. Anyway, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is just a football player and a darn good one, regardless of role. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Micah Hyde. Michael, welcome. How you doing?
I'm good to be here, man. It's a party. It's awesome.
You try to make it that way. Micah, yesterday's victory or the upcoming game, where's your head at right now?
Upcoming game. I think as soon as that game got over yesterday, we all just looked at each other and said, you know, can't wait to go to Seattle. And then we're excited to be going back, that's for sure.
Micah, the season opener, it was a full football season ago.
Yeah.
4 months and change ago.
Yes.
Is it at all relevant coming up Sunday?
You know, we're two totally different football teams. You know, personnel-wise, scheme-wise, all that stuff. We're two different football teams now. And, you know, we'll watch the film to see what they beat us on. Cause I'm, you know, the film comes back. The team's going to run stuff to try to, you know, beat you on what they beat you on before. And so we'll watch that film. But, you know, it's I don't want to say it's irrelevant, but it's, you know, long time ago.
Yes, it certainly is. Let's go back to something more recent, like yesterday's game against the Cowboys. Micah, as a guy that plays both defense and also carries the football,
yeah,
your take on the Dez Bryant play, the play, the replay play.
It's tough. It is tough. You know, when I was on the field, I was like, wow, you know, it was a nice catch. You know, you got to give it to him. It was a nice catch. But the way the rules set up, it's not a catch. So, you know, luckily for us, we
Another important headline from the Cowboy game is Aaron Rodgers, and he comes back in the second half playing hurt, 226 yards, yep. couple touchdowns, completes 10 passes in a row. Now, you're his teammate, and you've been around him a while. Does anything number 12 do surprise you anymore?
I think the first time, my first day here practicing with the vets, and, you know, he's out there throwing no-look passes and stuff, and I'm a rookie, and I'm just like, wow, this guy's amazing. Ever since that day, anything he does, I'm not surprised. I'm just happy I get a front row seat to watch him play every game.
Another one of your team leaders, Julius Peppers, mm-hmm. stepped to the forefront, and that forced fumble came when you guys are down 14-10, and it looks like Murray has got clear sailing to darn near the end zone. An enormous play by that leader.
You know, Pep, he's been making plays like that all year, and Murray definitely had a gaping hole to run through, and he just came out of nowhere, dove, and knocked it out. That was a huge play in the game.
Micah, you individually, at one point, make life very distressing for one Tony Romo. Blitzed on the play. And you never know how those body blows add up, you know?
I kind of hesitated at first. I thought, they were trying to set up a screen or something, so I kind of was ready to come out of the stack and make the play. But I got to him, got a little pressure on him. They ended up completing the pass, actually, it might have been for a first down. So not really that good of a play, but it was good to get some pressure on him.
I'll tell you what they didn't do against you yesterday is complete any passes against you. I think Tony Romo was actually afraid of Micah Hyde not one time did he throw to the receiver you were covering. And I've looked at every play, Micah.
No, has nothing to do with me. they had some play set up for other guys and just didn't have to come my way.
Micah, I said it in the introduction, you are just a football player regardless of role. For instance, in yesterday's game, for just the fifth time this season, you were called upon to return a kickoff.
Yeah.
And you do a heck of a job, one of the better ones we've seen in quite some time, and you make one of the Cowboys, actually you fake him down to his knee. That's a starting safety you did that to.
Yeah.
And you give the Packer offense the ball on the 34. I mean, you are just one of those guys that knows how to play the game.
Yeah, I try, Larry. I just go out there every day, whatever position they put me at. I'm trying to make plays and do what I can to help out the team.
All right, Micah, hang on to your cap because it is time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle. Woo!
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Micah, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is a critical juncture in the game.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter, your team has just taken a 26-21 lead.
Yeah.
This is the first play when the Cowboys get the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to be coming off the edge here just to refresh. We haven't talked about it previous to the show. But I don't know if you remember the play, but you're going to be kind of going into the backfield. Are you on a blitz or something? What's your responsibility?
I am. I'm on a blitz. And like you said, I'm coming off the edge and trying to make a play there. That's it.
Okay. Speaking of which. Okay, let's snap the ball. Give to DeMarco Murray. And you can see Micah right here coming in behind it. And there, Murray is out in the clear.
Yeah,
this is not looking good right here.
Yes.
One man to beat, really. And Micah, you're in here.
I'm somewhere in here.
Well behind the action, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you're going to stay with it, though. Okay, we got Murray coming up. One man to beat. Beats him. And now it's really looking not good. Stop it right there. Okay. We're getting blocked here.
Yep.
Got pursuit over here. But at the same time, Murray's got nothing but almost green grass in front of him, Micah. And if you don't make this play, things get ugly. Dez Bryant, that play doesn't need to happen.
That is true.
Let's continue on. And this is one of the league's best running backs. And you see Micah, let's look at that again. He's going to try to stiff arm you.
Yeah.
And talk about how you fend that off.
You know, we work on this a lot in practice, actually. You know, with the big backs and stuff in this league, it's tough to get into their bodies because they have a stiff arm that can, knock you down. So what you try to do is just knock down the stiff arm and from there make the tackle.
Micah, That is huge. Did you appreciate at the time that that was an enormous play?
To tell you the truth, even watching on film to myself yesterday, I didn't think that was that big of a play until you came in today and talking to the DB coach. DP mentioned that this was a huge play. I didn't really think about it. I didn't know that he was kind of going to be off to the races. But, I was just trying to play football.
Well, you played it very well right there because that might have been a game saver. Well done, Micah Hyde. All right, coming up, earn your autograph starring Ben.
What's up, man? How you doing? What's your name?
Time to play Earn Your Autograph. Our guest player is not so gentle, Ben. Ben, you look like a football player.
Yeah, well.
Way back when in the day, huh? Yep. All right, wonderful. If you can learn the football skill Mike is about to coach you up on, you will earn his autograph. How's that, cool or what?
That's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
All right. What are we going to learn, Micah?
All right, Ben, I'm a teacher, so I'm obviously a defensive back. And so I'm going to teach you the high point of the ball. And so when we're going against, the Calvin Johnsons of the world, the 6'5", 240, or 250, you're going to have to know how to high point the ball so they don't catch it. So I'll be the receiver, and you'll be the defensive back. So when I'm running down the field, just like this, you're the defensive back, and I go up and catch the ball like this, what are you going to do?
Intercept it.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
But no shortage of confidence.
That is true. That is true, man. But at the same time, as soon as my eyes go up, You want to get your eyes up on the ball and reach your hand right through here. Okay, so when I'm going up, when I put my hands up, you reach your arm straight through and you knock the ball out. All right, you ready?
Yeah,
Let's do it. It's going up. Get it.
Ben, your vertical is impressive, big fella.
You're about to take my spot.
You're welcome. He earned your autograph.
He does, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
Well, Ben's getting Micah's autograph. We got to take a break. When we come back, more with Micah. Don't go away, please. Good job, buddy.
Well, she wants just catch Packers Live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
Micah Hyde. Micah, one of the many things you do for the Green Bay Packers is return punts. And against the Lions, you returned your third career punt for a touchdown, mm-hmm. which ties, in just your second year, ties the franchise record. That's pretty cool, Micah Hyde. Were you aware of that?
Yeah. Immediately after the game, the media brought it to my attention. Yeah, it's awesome to be in the same conversation as the Desmonds and Howards and Blackman and stuff like that. It's awesome.
Something else, and I'm pretty sure you don't know this, that you don't have enough returns to qualify for the list. But if you did qualify, your average return, 15.8, is almost 3 yards higher than the guy who led the league this year. And if you don't mind, I'm going to negotiate your next contract. Micah, you've kind of settled into the nickel back role.
Yeah.
And from the outside looking in, it would seem like a cool role because you do some of everything.
You do.
You cover, you blitz, you play the run. Just a lot of different things all in that one job, right?
Yeah, definitely. You just mentioned it. I can blitz sometimes off the edge, and Don does a good job of switching up the blitzes and letting guys get in positions to make plays. And I enjoy that. Also can get down on them tight ends and guard them. So they allow me to do a lot of different things.
Is there any part in that nickel back job that you find the most challenging?
Well, it's not easy, Larry. None of it's easy. Every play is a task, and each team has, weapons, and each game's a different monster. So I try to take every play or go play by play and try to make plays.
You know, when you're playing defensive back, you guys got a variety of coverages and a lot of variety of packages and so forth. Is that mentally challenging, or do you rep it so much it's just easy?
We do rep it a lot. Now it's going into year two or in year two. It's a lot easier than last year. Last year was a struggle. Getting the playbook and last year I felt like I knew the playbook. And then this year moving to safety and learning, a lot more techniques and stuff like that. It's a complex playbook.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Micah from the lively audience for the Legends Club. Hi, about the beautiful Lambeau Field, Adrian Sivinus. Micah Hyde, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Quincy.
And what's your question, Quincy?
How are you going to attack the Seattle Seahawks?
How are we going to attack them? We got to be on our A game. They're a very good football team, and we got the chance to play in week one, and we didn't succeed. But this is a new game. We're going to try our best and go in there and get the victory.
All right, Quincy, good job. And your name, sir?
Ron from Nebraska.
And Ron, what's your question?
Micah, of all the positions you play, which do you like, or which is the most enjoyable for you?
Oh man. Nickel's fun, safety. I mean, punt returning is awesome. To be able to, possibly score the ball and help out your team with a touchdown is pretty significant. I like doing that.
All right. Next up we have?
Stephanie.
And Stephanie, what's your question?
During your rookie year, who was the most helpful veteran?
Oh man, most helpful veteran.
Got to be careful with this one, Micah.
Yeah. You do. I can't name one guy. I think that the whole defensive back, whole DB room was just was excellent to me last year. Just coming in, made me feel right at home. It was just an awesome feeling coming in as a rookie and just being able to click with the other guys in the room.
Thank you, Micah. Thanks to our questioners. Yep. And Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what do you have for that lucky questioner?
My favorite question was from Quincy, and he receives an official NFC Championship pin worn at area bars by actor Charlie Sheen.
I'm kind of insulted he didn't stop by the show. We would have let him ask a question.
I know.
Yeah, probably camera shy. Anyway, coming up, we'll wrap it up with Micah Hyde. Don't go away, please. Hey, good job, Quincy. You did well. And we are back. Thank you, 30 Short. Micah. Young Quincy hit on it. How are you going to attack the Seahawks? Not much you can say as far as game plan.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about them, this team you're going to face? Because they're probably different as well since the season opener. What do you think?
I think that the big problem we had week one was our tackling. We missed a lot of tackles, and, Marshawn Lynch, he creates that, yes. But at the same time, we didn't do as good as what we should have. They have a really good quarterback. He can get it done with his arm or his feet. He's smart. He throws the ball away sometimes when he needs to. They got weapons. So, if we go in there and play the way we should handle them.
It's interesting. As a defensive player, this coming week, you'll get asked about the noise, but the noise doesn't affect you guys, does it?
Not at all. It's pretty quiet when we're out there. So, Seattle is very loud when they're on defense. That's for sure. Our offense works all the time with the loud music and stuff like that, so they know how to get it done.
Micah, thanks for being here. Go get them, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care. Micah, thank you.
Appreciate it, Larry.
Thank you. No problem.